And as we've heard, in Belfast, four men have been charged by police investigating Saturday's anti-immigrant violence. Several businesses were set alight, with the chair of the North's policing board describing the scenes as deeply depressing and disturbing. Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister has held an emergency security meeting bringing together ministers, civil servants, police and intelligence officers. The gathering follows several days of violence across a string of towns and cities. It was sparked by the deaths of three young girls, an attack that some social media accounts falsely blamed on a recent immigrant. In the last hour, South Yorkshire's Police Assistant Chief Constable Lindsay Butterfield has been speaking about the rioting in Rotherham.
Hotel windows were smashed and there was a concerted effort to cause damage to the interior and serious harm to those inside. There was a particularly sickening moment when a wheelie bin was pushed against the hotel and set on fire, with the clear intent to cause serious harm to the residents and staff. It was known there were people residing and working in the hotel, but the mindless individuals responsible had absolutely no regard for their safety. It was ultimately a disgusting display of thuggery continuing well into the evening. Officers have worked through the night to begin identifying those involved in these horrendous scenes. Please be assured, if you were there, we will find you, and you will be held accountable for your part in yesterday's violence.
Let's talk first of all to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, who's been following developments in Belfast. Vincent, what's been happening this morning?
Well, Richard, a real sort of flurry of political activity today. Politicians very much want to be seen to be getting out ahead of this. We've had the Stormont Justice Minister, Naomi Long, doing a series of media interviews. I spoke to her a short time ago, and clearly angry Naomi Long really hit out at those protesters. The police have been criticised here, and a number of businesses have said they felt abandoned by Naomi Long, very keen to stress that those ultimately responsible for all of the trouble were those who engaged in the attacks, who set businesses on fire and attacked a number of other businesses. We've had the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and Deputy First Minister, Emma Little-Pengelly, engaged in a virtual call with the PSNI Chief Constable, John Boucher, today. That took place this morning because both are on holiday, but they were keen to speak to the Chief Constable at the earliest opportunity. We have a call for the Stormont Assembly to go into an emergency recall later this week. That's likely to happen on Wednesday or Thursday. We have Belfast City Council holding a special emergency meeting tonight. So politicians are certainly engaging. While they're doing that, Rachel, of course, the businesses are still engaged in a clean-up operation. Now, one Sudanese business owner said he simply can't reopen again because he feels that his life is under threat. But a number of others, a supermarket owned by a Syrian businessman, it has reopened. A cafe on Belfast Botanic Avenue owned by a man from Turkey who's been in Northern Ireland for 35 years has reopened this morning. He's determined not to be closed. And a short time ago, I spoke to Jihan. She owns a Greek restaurant, also Botanic Avenue. And I asked her how she felt about what had happened on Saturday.
We feel unsafe. It's so terrified day. Actually, I never seen that in my life. 11 years here. I never had a problem with anybody. Like all my friends, my neighbors, like from all like background, like always like safe Belfast for me. This is first time I feel unsafe. My customer was outside, his old man, nearly 8 years old man. He's standing out to get smoke, and they start like throwing stone, like big stone nearly come to his face. But he had panic attack, he's terrified.
One cafe owner in Belfast this morning, Vincent, we saw several unusual things at the weekend, and one was the unusual spectacle of people with a tricolour marching alongside loyalists.
Indeed, that raised a lot of eyebrows and has also caused a fair bit of concern, because obviously this is a cross-border element to this protest, but also very unusual to see those with a tricolour who would be presumably nationalists or Republican marching alongside some fairly hardline loyalists with Union flags and Ulster flags. Now, whether or not that would continue in future protests remains to be seen, because clearly those two opposing groups are not normal bedfellows. I spoke to one protester on Botanic Avenue this morning, and he said, in his view, it was good to see what he called working class people from across Ireland coming together. But that is something that would have concerned the police. I also said it did raise concerns here because normally people with union flags and tricolours are on the opposing sides of barricades and battle lines in Northern Ireland, not walking along side by side. And I suppose there might be concerns about what might happen between those two normally rival factions if that was to happen again. Naomi Long stressing again today the need for cooperation with the Garda and with the Irish Minister for Justice as well, because she said this has to be a cross-border approach. She said this is something we have to treat seriously, and we have to do so as quickly as possible.
Vincent Kearney in Belfast, thank you.